Hello and welcome to GPTV on Wednesday, the 8th of November. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Pugh.
Not often we have to do a Wednesday edition, Gary, but obviously when we have these public holidays that don't fit into our calendar perfectly, we have to roll with the change.
So, Beard, how was your Melbourne Cup?
You've got to love Melbourne Cup, don't you?
I always love the Cup.
You know, it's just a festive time.
Hard to get a winner, isn't it?
As much as it's ridiculous that the state of Victoria stops for a horse running in a circle, as much as that is ridiculous, it is nice. It's a lovely piece of Melbourne history in many ways.
Bit of Melbourne history. It's a very Melbourne event, Phil. Of course, it shuts down the whole of Australia. People having parties everywhere. Yep. You know, they're partying in all different states. People taking off days or working half days. And of course, Melbourne, that's it.
It would be
sporting capital of the world.
It would be more convenient, though, wouldn't it, if the Melbourne Cup was on Monday, not on the Tuesday, because you get so many people that go, you know what, I've got Saturday, Sunday, I'll just take Monday.
Well, it's not convenient for those people. They would much prefer it was on Tuesday, and then they just make that lovely four-day block trip.
I understand, but you know, if the state is going to stop for a horse running in a circle, maybe on a Monday would have been better. But there we are. History is history.
Horses run better on Tuesday still. It's a statistic fact. I'm surprised you don't know that. But then you are still getting up to speed with the horsey information.
And tell me, how is your spring carnival so far?
Well, Derby Day was very good. I had a good day. For some reason, I finally actually had a win. I kept checking my account.
A horse that won?
No, I actually had a day that won. And that was very unusual.
So you came out up, is what
I came out
saying.
Up, which is very extraordinary, very unusual. A chance to boast about that. Cup day, not so much, but Derby Day, Phil, you know, it was a day of days. So I've got to say, that's covered, you know, a little bit of my loss, but definitely the bookies are still always happy to see me. That's
great.
For sure.
Great.
So
well
between
done.
The two of us, we haven't had a winning year on the punt between the two of us. Anyway, let's put it that way.
Anyway, obviously, after Melbourne Cup, the real estate industry goes frenetic. We go crazy
for the
next 5 to 6 weeks.
It's full, it's big, it's happening, and we are launching right into a very exciting, Phil, and very busy November. And I've got to say, it's going to be a bit of a thumping December, if I'm not mistaken. Your thoughts?
Well, we've got a very kind calendar to us this year.
You say kind.
Well, it's kind because, you know, if you think about it, if the first Saturday was the 7th, right?
Yeah.
Then you go 7th, 14th, 21st.
Yes.
A lot of people say, oh, 21st, a little bit too close to Christmas.
Late.
But this year, we've got the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th.
We do.
We call that a real estate friendly December.
We do.
So we will be going well into that third weekend.
That's for sure.
Because Melburnians love to do what Melbians love to do, which is buy and sell real estate or just
auction
go
hop.
To open for inspections.
Or auction hop.
Or auction hop. That's right.
And of course, you know, we love all those auction people that come, the experts that come, the clock watchers that come, the neighbours that come that tell you sold it too cheap or you sold it for too much. It's full of real estate experts, isn't it, Melbourne?
So let's have a quick chat about The Block, Gary. The Block.
Yep.
Whoo, what a season finale of The Block.
Well, you know, should I admit it or not? I didn't watch it, Phil.
Gary?
The Block. I can't watch it because, not because it's not a good show or whatever else, but, you know, I feel like we've moved on from The Block. And, you know, congratulations to everybody on The Block that did well and didn't do well. And I don't know, you know, congratulations to everyone that was there and, you know, have made some money and have got their name out there. And well, congratulations. I've got no ill will towards it.
No
Phil,
ill will.
But
would.
I've just moved on, you know, I've moved on. So
well,
I don't watch it anymore. So you
Gary,
can have a chat about it.
It is the number one rating show in Australia. So Australians are watching it. And it just proves yet again that Australians are real estate obsessed.
We love it.
And if I could give The Block credit for one thing.
What were the problems like?
And I could give The Block credit for a lot of things.
Yep.
But there is a Block effect where people are interested in fashion when it comes to real estate.
Adding value.
A lot of people are tinkering with their homes, renovating their homes, upgrading their homes because they've watched it on The Block. And I think it's been a boon. Like if I was Mr. and Mrs. Bunnings, for example, assuming there are Mr. and Mrs. Bunnings, I'd be going, The Block has been fantastic. Because it drives people into the hardware stores.
Were they one of the vendors?
No, they're not. Okay. And in fact, it's sponsored by Mitre 10, which cleverly regard themselves as the other hardware store. So I thought that was a clever bit of marketing. But if you think about it, Gary, the Block effect has been massive. But this finale of The Block had everything. It had It had people paying and bidding extraordinarily. It
Someone
had,
fainted, I heard
it
that.
It had somebody faint.
You love a faint. Have we ever had a fainter at an auction?
Not that I can remember.
We haven't had a fainter. We haven't had a death. We haven't had any heart attacks at our auction, thank God. I mean, these are all good things, Phil.
Do you know what?
Our auctions, I think our auctions are healthy actually. That's the difference. That's going to be, our auctions
are
healthy auctions.
That's because our auctions are caffeinated, Gary, and caffeine has been proven to be good for the for your metabolism and everything about your life. But coming back to this...
Everything about your life. Is that right?
Coming back to the block effect, the block really, it was extraordinary watching. We had everything. We had swearing for the first time, Gary.
You need a bit of swearing
There was one auctioneer, didn't go too well for him.
It wasn't favourable for that.
But ultimately, we had swearing. We had auctioneers in all sorts of strife. It was a show of shows.
There you go. Well, the block effect. Look, the only thing that worries me about the block effect is that there are sometimes people that might think, you know, this is an easy thing to do. Buy a property, do it up, sell it, make money, retire, live on the beach, smoke cigars, you know, and just enjoy my life. Unfortunately, it's not always quite that way, Phil, because, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't always considered. So just approach it with caution if you're going to be doing some renovation and sale, because there's expenses to buy. You've got to pay us when we sell. And, you know, things can cost a lot of money and time's money.
And we have to remember that the block is a commercial construct, Gary.
Yes, it is. It's some of those prices, Phil, you're not going to get them the next day after if you want to resell them.
Put it this way. If I'd bought that house for $5 million, which was the number one price on the show, if I'd bought that house for $5 million,
You ain't selling it for six.
I would be somewhat concerned about its capital growth.
Yes.
Having said that, the guy that bought it is a very smart guy.
Yes.
Very smart guy. And, you know, one can only speculate upon his strategies as the way he bid. But I think that he is a guy that is far cleverer than most people.
Than us, anyway.
And he runs a very successful business.
Not that
and
that's
I,
hard.
And I would say to you, Gary, that
to be smarter than us. It is hard.
A lot of Australians that now know of him and his company that didn't know before. And I think the precedent to that was Crazy John. Remember back in the Bondi days, I think it was in the block. I think you said it was in Bondi.
It was definitely in Bondi.
I think it was in Manly. But having said that, this was Crazy John when Johnny Illum was alive.
Yeah.
Stroke of genius. He dressed up, or he sent somebody dressed up as Crazy John. And Crazy John bid for the property. They paid a huge amount of money, but you can't buy that sort of publicity.
So Crazy John was a crazy bidder, Phil, wasn't he? Crazy John.
We've just come through the long weekend where we, as a lot of agents, do not schedule auctions on long weekends. No. There were a smattering of auctions.
Well, hang on. Let me just pull you up on that.
Pull me up.
A couple of things I've said. Firstly, well done to that person that got all the publicity. When I said he was smart, he's a lot smarter than we are, Phil. That was a point I was trying to make, just trying to get in there, but I got cut off. And now I've forgotten my train of thought.
So that's okay. we don't know whether to call this the block edition or the blockhead edition. Anyway, Gary, lovely for you to chime in with a thought about nothing.
Yeah.
So let's.
It is a show about nothing.
Let's talk about the fact that auctions in Melbourne dropped from kind of 1,500 to
now. I remember what I was going to say. I better hurry up and say it.
So you hold the thought.
Hang on, no, I can't.
Auctions normally this time of year there'd be 1,500 auctions. Yep. Dropped to 400 auctions. Yep. Passed in clearance rate, I think the industry came in at about 63%.
No, it was. I think it was under 60%. And this was the point I was going to make.
Oh,
Philip.
Okay. So we got
there. I remembered it. Did I?
Yeah.
I have remembered it. It's not that time yet, is it? I don't think so. Phil, the point is that the actual clearance rate on the long weekend wasn't as good as it has been other weeks. Now, you might say it's a result of the listings. You might say it's just bad luck. You might say, you know, but I don't think it's great to be auctioning on long weekends. That's why we don't do it.
And for those, so there is
that was
point.
My point. The clearance rate's lower. I don't think because of the market. I think it's because people are distracted. People like me who've got the Derby quaddy to look at, you know, people are distracted on the long weekend. Some people are away. So I'm not a big believer. I'd love some viewer feedback on this. I know there was a time where we did auction properties on the long weekends. We did okay. But I don't think it's great. I'm just going to go out and sometimes you've got to stand for something.
Well,
you've got to believe in something.
You do.
And I believe that long weekends aren't great.
I think if that's what you stand for, if that's your...
That's all.
If that's your big rock, Gary.
That's everything.
Who am I to say what a useless big rock that is?
you
but
are
if that's your big
no
rock,
one to say it.
If that's your big rock, then, you know, I'll touch that rock and go, fair enough.
How are you going to touch it? Gary, you how was that?
Just like that.
Okay. Hey, let's just talk about something completely away from the block, away from auctions. Well, it's relevant to auctions. Now, there's a discussion going on about disclosing reserves, Phil, and I'd like to bring this one, you know, disclosing reserves, is it good or is it not good? Now, you've got to stand for something, so don't give us a lie, sit on the fence each way bet, right? You either think it's good or you don't think it's good, or you think maybe it could be okay in some circumstances. Over to you.
On balance, I would say that the range should reflect a vendor's selling intentions.
Yeah, right? No, but that's not the point. Do you have a reserve or not have a reserve disclosed?
I'll get to the
point.
Yeah,
well, people haven't got all day. They've got busy lives.
I think the statement of information, the 10% range that we run, should reflect the seller's intentions. The reason I don't like the reserves is that this is a constant field of moving parts. Right, something can happen in the vendor's life that might want to change their mind on reserve. A sale might happen around the corner, either a very positive sale or a very negative sale.
That's true.
Sale price. So again, there are so many moving parts. I don't think that there is a requirement or necessity to have the reserve out there, because it should be one that is fluid. But I think a well-crafted 10% range that truly reflects a vendor's selling intent, that is more than enough.
Fair enough.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
Yep.
Yeah, you went pretty good. Yep. I've got to say, I think I agree with you. I like to disagree with you because I enjoy that.
Yep. Just
even if I don't even believe it.
As an intellectual pursuit.
Well, no, just as an argument, just a bit of biffo, really. But I like to actually disagree with you, but I have to agree with you. I think a month's a long time, isn't it?
It is.
100%. And, you know, if you list a property today, November the 8th, and you're selling it in December the 17th, let's just say, for auction, and you think, okay, it's worth around $1 million, and let's just say that you put the reserve at $1 million, and you advertise it $1 million, and then, like you say, two properties around the corner sell for 1.1 and 1.15, the vendor is entitled, surely, to say, I want to lift my reserve and change it. So
absolutely.
Then the whole game changes, doesn't it, Phil?
Vendors' reserves change for a myriad of reasons.
Yes.
And I don't see that needs to be set in concrete. It's a process that works pretty efficiently.
Having said that, we have got one at the moment where the vendor said, look, this is the reserve and I just want to advertise. We have had a number of those. So for those vendors, and I think choice is important, Phil. People like choice. I like choice. You like choice. And nice choice of suit, by the way. You're going very brown at the moment, aren't you? A little bit of a safari look.
Well, it's tobacco.
Tobacco. That's not healthy for you. You've been telling me for years that I still smoke the cigars. But people like choice, Phil. There's no question about that. And I think those people and those vendors that have sold and said, look, I want my reserve, we've run with those and they've been incredibly successful.
Yep.
So if you want to do it that way, that's okay. We're not going to fight you on it. If you give us a choice as to whether you should take that choice or not, we'll probably prefer the range.
Okay, let's move on, Gary. Let's talk about the weekend
that's coming up. No auctions last weekend, Phil. Nothing to review as we normally would. But we've got 28 auctions coming up. 28 of some of the finest, by the way, auctions that you could wish for, Phil. And we kick off on Saturday morning. We've got four of them at 10:30 a.m. Philip, Leo Samuel is going to kick off in Brighton. We've got a busy Brighton day in New Street, Brighton. What's new over there, Phil?
Gary, what a great building this is and what a fabulous apartment. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. You've got to love that wraparound courtyard garden. A beautiful building and New Street, what a great address.
If you want to walk to the Caulfield Cup next year, Phil, you could do so from Estelle Road, which is just across the road.
This is a great location.
Number 62.
In Estelle, north-facing courtyard garden and walking distance, not only the race course, the new shopping center, Caulfield Park, the tram and Balaclava Road. That is a great two-story, three-bedroom, two-bathroom, a lock-up garage, beautiful property, parquetry floors. It's a ripper.
Spring Road, Malvern, Philip, what a great address. You're going to be springing over there to auction this terrific unit.
Gary, it is, and what a beautiful development. This is two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a basement car space. That's got a terrace and a beautiful garden area. I think that's a really good property, and Spring Road in Malvern is the most unbelievable address. Walk to Glenfrey Road and walk to High Street, Armidale.
Philip, there is a street that is a binary street. It's not a non-binary street. It's a binary street. It's a male street, Philip. And we're back at 10:30, doubling up on 10:30 a.m. Brighton Auctions, this time at 5 at 128 Mail Street, Brighton.
Gary, one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. But check out the incredible deck. That property is just outstanding.
We're in 11 suburbs, Philip, on Saturday. One of those is Balaclava. We've got triple auction action at 11:30. This time, one at 32 Goulet Street in Balaclava.
Fabulous two-story home, Gary. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage. That is a wonderful home. And Goulet Street is an incredible location.
209 1298 Glen Huntley Road, 1130. Philip, Graham Callan auctioning that one.
Gary, that's a great apartment. What a great address. That's two bedrooms, two baths and a basement car space. That is a fabulous property.
Triple auction action at 1230. Philip, we're kicking off in Armidale, Denby Road. What a great street. A street your father grew up in, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. And what a great location. This is two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. And just across the road, Gary, from Leaf Supermarket, which is a boutique supermarket, a beautiful place to shop.
Love it there, Philip. We're also loving it in Crawford South, this time Rosalie Street. We know this block well. 418 Rosalie Street. And I've got auction honours there at 1230.
Gary, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Great location and good building.
While I'm there, you're going to be in Lansdowne Road, and this is a good building, a great looking property, Philip. 7 at 47 Lansdowne Road. Tell us about it.
That is a great property, and I love this development, and I love the builder who has done the most incredible job, the developer I'm talking about. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and car parking, Gary, not for one car, not for two cars, not for three, but garage for four cars.
Wow. Wow is the right comment for that, Philip.
I think so, Gary.
But let's go to 1:30, Philip, because we've got three auctions in. We've got two at 892 Glen Huntley Road, Crawford South, and I've got the auction honours for this one, Phil, 1:30.
You're going to love that, Gary. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a car space undercover, balcony, which is more a terrace than it is a balcony. Fabulous property.
Our Carnegie office overlooks Morton Avenue, Carnegie, Philip, and that's the site of our 1:30 auction.
Gary, you've got the shops, you've got public transport, everything literally is on your doorstep. You've got a car space, but who would need it? This is two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, and a courtyard garden.
Richard Clapton talks about the girls on the avenue, Phil. I'm not sure if it's the Avenue Windsor, but it's a great address. It could be.
Gary, great building, great opportunity, two bedrooms, one bathroom, and car parking for two cars, Gary, so that's unusual. A beautiful apartment and a great address.
James Crescent in Hampton, Philip, is a fine home. This is one of our feature auctions of the weekend at 2:30.
Gary, absolutely love this home. The team of Leon Guzenfeder, Monique Robin and Vanessa McGlynn have loved being at this home. And a beautiful part of Hampton, walking distance to some of the best sporting facilities you could ever have. It's a gorgeous area. And this is a beautiful, beautiful home that feels like it's a brand new property. Four bedrooms and a study, three magnificent bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, landscaped gardens. Everything to love there.
Elliott Avenue, Philip, in Carnegie. Two bedroom, two bathroom, parking for one. Leo Samuel auctions that. Getting together with Rishi from our Carnegie office, and that's at 2:30 p.m. Let's move on to Sunday, Phil. We have a busy, beautiful Sunday with triple auction action at 10:30 a.m. We're going to be in Hotham Street in Balaclava.
Gary,
first,
what a home this is. Two bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms. That is a fabulous home. That's really testament to what's great about living in the inner suburbs.
Downshire Road, Phil, one of the Elsterwick's best streets, and you'll be looking forward, no doubt, to doing the auction there at 10:30 a.m.
Gary, this is a seriously beautiful home. Three bedrooms and a study, two and a half bathrooms, a double lock-up garage. That is a great property. And, of course, we know Downshire is one of the best addresses of Elsterwick.
207 at 138 Glenora Road, Elsterwick, also at 10:30 a.m. Leo Samuel auctions this
one. Gary, one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space, a storage cage, and that is a great property right on the corner of Hotham Street and Glenora Road. And you've got a supermarket downstairs. So, do you ever have to leave the building? I think not.
Definitely not, Philip. You could call that home, but you've just got to buy it first. We've got auctions at 11:30, two of them, Philip. One of the more popular auctions of the weekend is in Ersildoon Street.
Gary. Ben Rothschild, Darren Krongold have had the honours of handling this property. A beautiful, beautiful home. Absolutely magnificent. Just feels like and looks like a brand new property. And Ersildoon's a great address. This is three bedrooms, one bathroom, and a car space. So really, what's not to love there?
What's not to love in Kooyong Road, Philip, right down the bottom there, just near the buzz and hum of Martin Street and Gardenvale Road. We've got 526 Kooyong Road, which I have the auction honours of at 11:30 on Sunday.
Three bedrooms, one bathroom, plenty of off-street car parking, maybe for up to three or four cars. That is a wonderful property.
Another classic offering to the market, Phil, 12:30. Auction honours belong to you in Webb Street in Central Caulfield.
Gary, four bedrooms, a study, three bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, a double lock-up garage, a swimming pool, beautifully refurbished throughout, and Webb Street is the most incredible address.
Now, I've had the pleasure of selling this property once before, Philip. It's a beautiful property. It's in a great position, parkside, and it is Currawina Road, this time number 5A Currawina Road.
Gary, that is a beautiful home, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, beautiful garden areas, and of course, that location is second to none.
Phil, Wanda Road, I'm meeting up with Mark Kirkham. This is a wonderful single-level villa I've had the pleasure of seeing through this at 12:30 p.m.
Gary, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, great location because you've got everything on your doorstep there. You've got Caulfield Park tram in Hawthorne Road, tram in Dandenong Road, Glenferrie Road on your doorstep. We love that address.
Double auction action Sunday at 1:30. Philip, we're going to be in Sebastopol Street. That's number 29, Sebastopol Street, Caulfield.
What a lifestyle package that is. 4 or 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, parking in front, so that gives you 3 car spaces, a beautiful north-facing back garden, a swimming pool. That's the complete family package.
Phil, 3 at 474 Glenira Road is a terrific property. Maureen Mazzaro has been handling that and you are going to be auctioning it at 1:30 p.m.
Gary, 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, a great location, a fabulous inside, outside, courtyard, gardens, what's not to love?
Phil, we've got double auction action at 2:30 p.m. We're going to be in Northcote Avenue. That's a terrific address and looking forward to you doing the auction for that one.
Gary, that is brand new. Architect designed by Michael Wold and built by Olive Constructions. 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, a lift, absolutely everything that opens and shuts. Truly magnificent.
Great looking property, Philip, as is 34 Hawthorne Road, Caulfield North at 2:30 p.m.
Incredible location there, Gary. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathrooms, off-street car parking, via carport, right of way at the rear. I love that location, and who doesn't love a Victorian terrace home?
We're bringing down the curtain, Philip, at 3:30 p.m. This time we're going to be in Cambia Grove in Caulfield North. You're going to finish the day off with this terrific offering. We just sold a property in Cambia Grove, by the way.
We did, yep. Gary. This is a beautiful home, just magnificent. 4 bedrooms and a study, 3.5 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, the most incredible swimming pool. This is a house that is luxurious from the front door to the back fence and everything in between. There's so much I love about that home. The main bedroom's on the ground floor, looks straight into the pool. You've got this incredible home theatre upstairs. It really is the most extraordinary property, Gary.
Certainly is, Phil. There's a lot going on. There's some great properties. That is a smorgasbord of fine offerings, Philip, that we are getting right into the depths of spring offering this weekend. We look forward to seeing you at our auctions or at our open for inspections. I sound like your video when you do a video tour, Phil. We look forward to seeing you at the auction or open for inspections. The kitchen's the epicenter of every home. Anyway, if you've stayed around watching this long, thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a great week.